Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
I'm still here, John.
Actually, Otto was the host of the last segment, but that's fine. I don't have an ego. And as everybody, honestly, Christina does a wonderful job. I think I just repeat myself every week saying it, but again, two wonderful, wonderful programs.
Well, you know, John, you haven't been here for a couple of weeks, so, you know, you got to make up for lost time.
Okay, I'll go. Yeah, actually, you know what? I listen to a couple of those shows.
That's what I was going to say. He actually listens every day to your show.
I don't know who was doing them, but whatever. And then, of course, this is the Christina Loos Show that everybody in the universe. Actually, you know what? You mentioned the old shows. There was four I missed? I missed a lot. Well, we were off twice. We were off 4th of July.
We were off for 2 weeks. Yeah, so you missed two. I think it was two.
But then I wasn't here last week, which was a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And before that, I missed the tetanus show.
Oh.
Tetanus it is?
Tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
Tinnitus.
The
tinnitus?
Tinnitus.
Yep.
But not itis. They don't like itis.
No.
She said. She prefers tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
The speaker, to call it tinnitus, not tinnitus, because itis means an inflammation.
Okay.
Who's that? What was her name again?
Long time ago, John.
The co-host.
Oh, the co-host, Marlene Levy.
Marlene.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Oh, she's wonderful. No, I remember. But that is, I have a bunch of friends from Vietnam that have that. And but fortunately, there is a drug that helps. But it's M114. It's, you know, different names, different drugs. This is M114, is the drugs that help tetanus, tetanitis, whatever you want to call this.
114.
114.
That's a very important number.
It is. I wonder what it's for.
I don't know. Christina probably knows what it's for.
Work with me. Otto does work with me. The only one that knows as soon as I mention a number what's going on.
It probably relates to somebody's birthday. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe it's 114 days since her birthday?
Wow.
We're coming up on the halfway mark.
That's exciting.
Yeah, what are we going
to
do then?
To.
I have no idea.
We have to start planning, guys.
It's in October. We have to plan. We have to plan. We have to plan. It's unbelievable.
Start planning. Well, no. There you go. Good. Well. You know, I was a little thrown off, so now I'm glad that I know. Because it's been a while that I haven't
and I have
just
to,
been
honestly.
Completely, you know, just out of whack.
And well, Victoria helps too, because every when I come in, just
that's
in case,
right.
She always gives me a reminder. Even though I try to remember, I do remember, but no, actually today I didn't. With the break, then I'll go into it. But you know,
I do the hard work.
I have to figure out what hooks up with that number.
Well, today was a fabulous show. We're glad to have you back, John. Certainly two amazing segments. You know, the first one we were laughing because Kate Beckman's an old friend of the show, and to see her in this different role and just
that's why it was
so interesting.
I was confused when I saw her name. I said, I don't know what's going on. I'm just showing up.
Just really throwing John for a loop. But it was just such you know, and it's two people who obviously were very passionate about what they're doing, which I think is always what makes a wonderful interview.
Yeah.
You know, we always say that on the show. That's how you know like it's gonna be a good interview when someone's really into
when they
what
care.
They're doing. Absolutely. And of course, the Umbrella Network, I absolutely love. You know, we met with them a couple of months ago. I just think it's really a great organization that's providing much needed services. One of my best friends, Tony to me, but his legal name is Anthony Famoletti, does part-time work
for
them.
Anthony Famoletti.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does, you know, he's one of the, you know, the helpers, whatever, but he does, and he tells me these stories, and on top of the great work he does, you know, he really has become a grandson to a lot of these people, and he's constantly, I mean, I'm getting a little pissed off because he doesn't have enough time to hang out with me and Jay with all this work he's doing, but it's just an amazing thing. On both sides, which makes it in a special program. So,
I'm sorry, but what's amazing about that whole thing is that people are willing to basically volunteer their time.
Yeah, because Tony has a full-time job, you know, with Glen Cove School District, and you know, he's just doing the side because he's always been that handyman kind of guy. So he's done it, you know, all his life.
It.
Yeah, and this, he said, you know, it's just the fact, and I just love the stories, you know, that these seniors share with him, and you know, one of his clients is 97 years old, you know, so she's always divulging different secrets of, you know, what's the secret to life, you know. But it's really great. I think it's, you know, and there's so many different things that fall under this, which I think, you know, being in this field, I'm constantly getting calls about different things. So I feel, you know, this could be a really good fit for a lot of people. So
I'm going to target. Yeah. I'm going to be a test case.
Yeah. So there we go.
Good. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. And it's just, it's really, like I said, I see Tony accept the jobs on the app, you know, and it's really this fast, organized kind of process and right. the communication. It's a great system. So great show so far. I really thoroughly enjoyed listening.
What are we going to do now?
That's it. It's a wrap, guys. It's been real.
I'm tired anyway.
It's been quite. But we have an exciting news. In addition to my half birthday approaching in October, we have the 5th Regional Aging in Place Conference and Expo.
When in October?
That is Tuesday, October 29th.
Oh, right.
From 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at Harbor Links. It's really going to be a great
one. Last year, there was no Hyde Park.
Yes. So this year, we're going to have it over at Harbor Links. And there's going to be two different panels. So one's going to be geared towards veterans services.
Nice.
There's this VA Mission Act. We're actually going to have that topic on our show in a couple of weeks because there's a lot of changes
I'll
to the Mission Act.
Certain.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's covering a lot more now. You know, so there's a lot of changes that people aren't aware of.
Right.
So, and we'll have people talking about different entitlements and so on. And then the second panel will be geared towards the hot topic of Medicare 2020, which is certainly something people are always trying to crack the code of. And there's a lot also that's covered under that people don't know about. So those will be the two panels. On top of that, we're going to have tons of vendors offering all kinds of different services. So it's really going to be a great conference. But cool. You have to register because space is limited. And I'm already getting registrations.
Right. Yes, yeah, because this place is smaller
yes.
than New Hyde Park.
Yes.
I just heard a number yesterday at a meeting that I was at for Project Independence Technology meeting. There is room for 7 more vendors, I understand.
Oh.
That was what
there
I heard.
Go. Yeah, I believe yeah. it. Yeah, because right. I know that we've certainly been plowing along with the vendors, but it's really, I encourage people to definitely come and check it out. And you know, transportation will be available if you need it, you know, when you register, say you're interested in transportation, and we'll be able to connect you. So you would call 869-6311 or just 311. So stay tuned for that exciting thing. Fun Day Monday is in full effect. I've been at 2 of them so far, and they are jam-packed and popping. But this one is special because it is the health fair. This Monday, July 29th, is the health fair, so there's going to be tons of organizations there, too. So I really encourage people, go to that one because it's certainly a great place to pick up all kinds of material. And on top of that, there's going, you know, there's always a different entertainer every week. And there's line dancing, there's mahjong, there's mindfulness coloring, Zumba, yoga, Tai Chi, you know, some weeks. I guess the next one, that there's going to be a trail walk, which is August 12th, which is nice, Otto, for you that's a walker. That's at 9 a.m. And there will also be a beachcraft day, which is August 19th at 12:30 p.m. There's a farm stand there as well, and there is free transportation. So you can get that as well. So it's and parking is free that day for seniors as well. I really encourage people to go because, like I said, there's really something for everyone. North Hempstead Beach Park is really a lovely beach, and it's not too overwhelming. And, you know, I was actually surprised because there's been a lot of tents put up that you could have shade and stuff, so no one's really sitting out in the sun, which is nice.
It's actually a good park to go to on a non-fun day Monday also.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because it's not too crowded and
yeah, it's
a lot
not
of room.
Right. It really is. It's a nice, and it's not overwhelming.
And there's
to
always
walk
a little breeze there no matter mm-hmm. how hot it is.
No, there
is.
Really right. is. I mean, I really have to say that there certainly is. And my favorite one that I will actually be at because it is my favorite is Monday, August 26th, which is the last fun day Monday, which is the Hometown USA. Which is a salute to the armed forces. So that's really a fun day. Mm-hmm. And every Thursday of the week, if it, you know, if it rains that Monday, Fun Day Monday is Fun Day Thursday. So so
it's
check
a fun
that
day.
Out.
Have you ever had a rainy Monday and Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Don't know.
See, that's
it's an important question. I'll have to get back to community services on that one.
Google it.
Yeah. Google it. I think the world just ends. All hell breaks loose. I don't know. But it's really been very, very nice, and people are certainly enjoying Funday Monday. But it's important to stay hydrated. We want to encourage people. Because it can get hot, certainly. Some Mondays have been a little brutal, but
there is
a nice breeze, as Otto said. So definitely please call 311 or 869-6311 for more information on that. We also have the exciting Beach Feast coming up, which is Saturday, August 17th. That's from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park. The parking fee is $10 cash and $7 credit card. There's food truck vendors, which is always makes me hungry every time I look at this, because there is all American wontons, crepes and bakes, exotic bowls, Meats Meat, Pizza Company 7, Mr. Smith Seafood, Twisty Freeze, Yummy Gyro of Port Washington. So there's certainly a wide variety.
That's a very interesting thing that people might question, the fact that cash is $10 and a credit card is $7.
Yes, because the town would prefer not to deal with cash.
Right. I can understand.
Yes, which, you know, it's every time I look at it, I want to laugh because I just think about John's face when, like, years ago when we first said it, we were both so confused. We thought we were just promoting fake information.
Yeah, you go, so they have cash. Yeah, you get a break if you have cash. Yeah, they charge a penalty.
You know, in my life, I sold bill acceptors, the kind that go into slot machines and different contraptions. And I worked for the company that made them, and we used to always preach cash is king. But deep down, I always thought it would be much easier to handle a credit card than cash.
You know, Otto was just very, he knew. He predicted what would happen.
I'm just having
I had a breakfast yesterday in Mineola, and I woke up with a credit. I usually never have any money on me. I mean, it's unsealed now. I have two credit cards, and that's it. Walk up, give her the credit card. I didn't see the sign, cash only.
Oh.
Oh, it's like, oh, my God.
That's when I panicked.
And I was two other people, they would have paid.
Yeah.
And
that's a good way of doing it, John.
Yeah, but I...
that's really John's MO. Oh, you know,
I don't really carry cash.
I know, just, unfortunately. You know, my husband yells at me all the time because I never have cash.
Okay. It's just,
Jay's good. Jay's like the guy who's like, you know, you need cash for an emergency kind of guy. Me, I'm just like, I don't really know what to do.
I'm the person that's run out of gas 3 times so far. How do you do that? And how many times Peter drives into the city, when I go into the city, he'll get in the car and say, and we're always just perfect time. We leave your house at 7:22, we'll get into Sloan at 8:32, blah, blah, blah. He gets in the car, it lights up. It says 6 miles to go. The other day I said, how do you know to look at that? He said, how stupid can you be?
We'll have to set a reminder on John's Apple Watch to look at his gas.
Halfway down, there should be a bing or something that says, you know,
that's
whatever.
Right. Put it out there.
Put some cash in your pocket and gas in the car.
That's right. So
probably
that's
the gauge that you probably just have to look at.
I would say that in a nice way, John. He's really just trying to simplify it for you.
The one that's right in front.
Yeah. We'll put an alert on John to look at it, you know, every so days. But anyway, so
wait a minute. Let's stick to my car for a minute.
Oh, I like this.
And now you have this push button to turn it off. Half the time I don't turn off the car.
That's okay.
I'm walking away and it starts beeping.
You know what, John? I'll give it to you because that's happened to me when I first started with the thing. Because it's really quiet, so you're not totally sure if it's shut off or not. It's happened.
You know, that's a different subject, by the way. But I just heard a thing on TV the other day. They were talking that when you rent a car now, you have to take like 10 to 15 minutes to learn about the car because they're all different and screens are different and... You know, where is the headlight and where's this and where's that?
It's amazing. It really is.
Probably, maybe we ought to start a little campaign here that it ought to be standard in all cars as a safety feature.
Some of the safety features are tremendous. I tried to get a person to come on. He doesn't want to come on the show. Like with the newer cars, if you signal that I'm going to go into the left-hand lane, there's a car there.
I love it.
Beep, beep,
so,
beep.
But my mom, I'll give a shout out to Barbara because Barbara is the queen of beeps because it's like a running joke. Going in her car, is all you hear is like beep, 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 beep. And she's like, Jesus, Barbara, what are you doing? Because if she gets over, like goes over the line, beeps. Car. I mean, it's always like, it's like, but I said, that's a great feature.
The queen
because,
of beeps.
Yeah, it's just, I'm telling you, you're in her car. It's like fireworks are going off.
I almost thought about getting another car. My car is like 7 years old now. Because I want to get the big screen, but I decided no. But when I do get a new car, which will be soon, it's going to be a big trauma because you have to go through training.
It's hard.
No, but you know what's really important, though? Because I lease cars every 3 years or so. So
I don't.
It's really
big shot.
Because Jeep. I can't handle
I got
if something
a car
goes
because
wrong.
My 10-year-old car was in an accident. Otherwise, I'd still
Please,
be driving.
Please, I can't. Like, I need to have like a new car or like all hell would break loose.
She has a new Jeep. I saw it outside.
But fancy. It's really important though to sit with them in the beginning because it's very, like you said, there's a lot of different things and it's certainly something important to do. It's like getting car fitted for your
right.
car.
Car fit can take care of some of
That's
that.
Right. Oh, no, okay. It's important to do. Oh, we are running out of time for the first segment.
Yeah. Actually, take a break because then you have stuff to talk about. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.